So that was it, you see. She was a spy. The KGB needed to get a list of double agent code names onto the airwaves to initiate a mass slaughter, and they picked out the hapless Steen as the means of doing it. I mean, we were assuming that was the plan. Unfortunately, while Constable Twitten was racing to the studio and preventing the names from going out on the air and thereby saving the lives of field agents vital to the security of Great Britain, Mrs. Vine was cunningly escaping from the station and disappearing into the night, never to be seen again. I will never quite forgive myself for that, come to think of it.
But how did she get the gun, Brunswick?
Oh, it's all a blur, sir.
Does it hurt a lot?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, I could see right through her, dear.
Yes, but you can see right through anyone, Mrs. Groin, so it doesn't really count.
She was very lovely. Mm. I mean, apart from being a ruthless spy and everything. Wasn't it lucky I put two and two together, though, sir? Saving all those spies and everything. Did you hear? I'm to be awarded a medal for outstanding cleverness.
Here, where's all the tea gone? There was a fresh packet here yesterday.
Did she say anything about me, Brunswick, before she, you know, shot you?
What sort of thing, sir?
Oh, I don't know, that she would always remember me, or that our love was a pure thing in a dirty world, or anything?
No, sir, nothing like that. Mm.
She was very beautiful, sir.
Were you smitten, Twitten?
No, that's not fair, sir.
No. Smitten Twitten?
No, don't, sir.
Here, it's a good job she didn't use her kitten ploy for you, dear, or you'd have been smitten with a kitten Twitten.
No, stop it. Stop it.
You might have been bitten.
That is not fair. That is not fair. Sir. Really, sir.
Oh, show us your medal.